both the shopping centre and retail park in Letterkenny fared okay, marginally healthy. That said, obviously, there's issues and improvements that can always be made in terms of improving the retail mix and having greater transparency around service charge costs and such like. But yeah, along the border counties, we've seen, a diminution in performance. Some of the Dublin schemes did well. Cork, Man Point did well. But across the country, generally, there's a necessity for improvement in terms of the rents that are charged, profitability. We're calling on property owners to work in consultation with tenants to try and get through and make sure everybody survives.
Do you believe that particularly in the border areas that the property owners need to be sitting down and perhaps taking a more realistic look at the wider political and economic situation?
Indeed, yeah. So we're over-retailed. So even some of the scheme owners who are offering space for free to new tenants arriving in are finding it hard to let the property. So if you're offering the place for free to tenants and they're unwilling to take the space, we have an issue. We especially then have an issue where tenants neighbouring those vacant units are paying ridiculous rents from the Celtic Tiger years. So, look, there's a need for an open book approach to this, for tenants to sit down with landlords and show the P&L and try and work towards reducing rent. But most importantly, try and work towards enhancing the retail offer. You know, you could pay no rent in some locations, and the people, if they're not coming, they're not coming, and you're going to fail. So it's really important that the retail mix is good, it's vibrant, it's compelling, it gets consumers coming to either shopping centre or retail park, enhancing footfall and consumer activity generally.